2, Community Access to Recovery Services Mid-Cycle Report.
All right, thank you. Hopefully everybody can hear me okay. Just want to give a couple of updates. We're not going to be going through all the different sections there, but we will take questions about any of the narrative updates that we've given. But we did actually want to just highlight a couple of projects that we're working on right now that we'll be presenting at upcoming meetings of the Mental Health Board Quality Committee. We will be having a presentation on our BJA grant, including some outcomes associated with that grant. We will be reporting on a return on investment quality improvement project and cost reduction project for our adult family homes and community-based residential facilities. Both of those will be coming up in the spring of 2022. And also look forward to presenting a more comprehensive summary of our findings of our cost of care analysis, as was noted by the Mental Health Board back in July. There was a discrepancy between our black and white consumers in terms of the cost of care, and we've been continuing to analyze and drill down into that data more extensively and have some interesting initial findings. But like I said, there will be a comprehensive summary of those findings that will be presented in the spring of 2022 as well. That will dovetail nicely with work that has just started with the CARS in Crisis, and actually I think there's several members who are attending from across DHHS, regarding a system-wide CQI project on racial equity, the identification of racial inequities, and then efforts to reduce those inequities. So it dovetails nicely with our cost of care work. So I think there's some nice alignment there. So if you have any questions about any of the narrative information in our summary, I'd be happy to take those now. Otherwise, in the interest of time, we can move on. But we did just also want to give you an update on a couple of projects that we're really looking forward to presenting. And I should mention that one of the things I'm really excited about with those projects is that those are CARS staff-driven projects where the CARS research and evaluation team is really playing a supportive role. But those projects themselves and the presentation of those projects at the upcoming board meetings will be led by staff. So we're pretty excited about that, sort of feel like we're taking some positive steps towards creating a continuous learning environment and more data-driven culture where CARS staff are really starting to own and use data more and more, and we're really pleased about that development. So so with that, I'll pause. Any questions about our summary? Mary, you're muted.
I just have a question on the acronym BJA.
Oh, I believe it is Bureau of Justice Affairs, but please correct me. Jen Whitmer, I believe, is on this call, but please correct me if that's incorrect, Jen.
Oops, I think it's the Bureau of Justice Assistance, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies.
That's okay.
Okay. And then I had, that's just a part of the Department of Justice. Okay. And then I had one other question on the patient ping. It's now called Bamboo Health, and that is just a name change of the overall project.
Well, it's actually kind of interesting. Patient ping was purchased by a larger company that does interoperability called Appriss Healthcare. So they do, they're involved in interoperability, not just of inpatient and emergency department use, but also with outpatient interoperability. And they're in a number of other states throughout the United States. So the PING was purchased by Appriss. And I gather it was a positive merger, and then they changed the name to Bamboo Health.
Okay. All right, and then I have one question that's not directly related to this report, but being that both Jen and Amy are on the call, we had gotten at the Mental Health Board meeting an excellent report on CCS. And I just got some information yesterday that a benefit, float is no longer a benefit. Is that accurate?
Yeah, Mary, that is accurate. So Float Milwaukee was working under the auspices of Summit and Ascent, and they, as the sort of parent organization that was overseeing that service, they elected to no longer do that. So it is being removed from the network at the end of this year. And so everyone, now they do have, Float does have a sliding scale program that will be promoting so that if people have grown accustomed to that benefit, they can continue to do that. But that partnership with Summit and Ascent will no longer exist.
So hold on a second. So Summit and Ascent decided to no longer have that relationship with Float or with Milwaukee Float? Or Milwaukee Float decided to no longer?
Summit and Ascent made that decision.
Okay.
They were the overseeing entity for that.
Right. And I understand it's being replaced by kayaking?
I have not heard anything about kayaking. I'm not sure about that. I'd have to look into that for you.
Okay. Thank you. I get stuff that just comes my way, and I'm always trying to go to the sources. So,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can look into that for you, though. I know Summit and Ascent are the same organization, by the way.
Right.
They have wanted to start sort of an adventure-based program that really helps people, you know, again, focusing on how that relates to someone coping with their mental health or substance abuse symptoms. So it's possible that they're starting an outdoor program. I just haven't heard about that as of yet. But it's not linked to the decision around Float Milwaukee in any way.
Okay, so, but whoever is in Float will be able to continue through the end of this year, and then it will no longer exist as a CCS benefit. Okay, thank you.
Yep, you bet.
Brenda, do you have any questions on this report?
No, I don't.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Tom, do you have any questions?
No, I don't. And again, I'm interested in seeing how this data-driven analysis is formed. We certainly want to see evidence, I think, that people with the same condition are treated in the same way, and we want to prove to ourselves that that is in fact happening. So tracking that data as evidence that we are fulfilling, you know, the spirit and letter of the mission is important.
Thank you, Tom.
Item number 3, Division of Quality Assurance Survey Updates.